This is Akashwani. The news read by Hageani. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the Rising Rajasthan Global Investment Summit in Jaipur today. Addressing the three-day summit at the Jaipur Exhibition and Convention Center, Prime Minister Modi said the development following the mantra of reform, perform and transform is visible in every sector. He said today every expert and investor in the world is very excited about India. The Prime Minister also emphasized that this century is driven by technology and data and that India is demonstrating the true power of democracy, demography and data to the world. Mr. Modi highlighted how the democratization of digital technology is benefiting all sectors and sections of society. A four-day special session of the Jharkhand Legislative Assembly began in Ranchi with the welcoming of newly elected members to the House. This session has been convened to enable the newly elected MLAs to take oath and elect a speaker. The pro tem speaker, Stephen Warandi, is administering the oath to the newly elected members. BJP today declared a list of three candidates for Rajya Sabha by-elections. The party has given tickets to Riyanga Krishnaya from Andhra Pradesh, Rekha Sharma from Haryana and Sujit Kumar from Odisha. Last month, the Election Commission announced by-polls to six Rajya Sabha seats. Three seats are from Andhra Pradesh and one each from Odisha, West Bengal and Haryana. Polling and counting will be held on 20th December. The Aam Aadmi Party today released its second list of 20 candidates for the upcoming Delhi Assembly elections. The party has fielded former Deputy Chief Minister Manish Sisodia from Jangpura Assembly constituency, Awad Ojha from Patparganj seat, Rahi Vidlan from Madipur, Praveen Kumar from Janakpuri and Surendra Pal Singh Bittu from Timarpur Assembly constituency. Last month, the party released its first list of 11 candidates for the Delhi Assembly polls. Proceedings of both the Houses of Parliament were marred by multiple adjournments today over various issues. Treasury and opposition benches traded barbs over alleged bribery charges against a prominent Indian business group and alleged links of Congress leaders with a prominent US-based foundation. Amid the ongoing logjam, both houses have been adjourned for the day. In the Lok Sabha, the House witnessed three adjournments. Opposition parties including Congress, DMK and others raised slogans over the alleged bribery charges against a prominent Indian business group and other issues. Amid noisy scenes, Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw tried to reply to the discussion on the Railways Amendment Bill 2024 in a post-lunch session. The presiding officer asked the protesting members to allow the House to function, but in vain. When the lower house assembled for the day in the morning, opposition parties, Congress, DMK and others created ruckus in the House over various issues. Speaker Om Birla said, "Question hour is important and no other matter can be raised during the question hour." He urged the protesting members to allow the House to function, but to no avail. Some schools in the national capital, Delhi, have received bomb threats via email this morning. Delhi Police PRO Sanjay Tyagi said that police teams have reached all the places immediately after receiving the email. He also assured the security of all the schools and the children. Talking to media, DCP of South East District Surendra Chaudhary said that the police is taking necessary action to counter the bomb threats. India has underlined the need for all parties to work towards preserving the unity, sovereignty and territorial integrity of Syria. In a statement, the External Affairs Ministry said that it is monitoring the situation and ongoing developments in Syria. New Delhi advocated a peaceful and inclusive Syrian-led political process, respecting the aspirations of all sections of Syrian society. The ministry said the Indian embassy in Damascus is in touch with the Indian community for their safety and security. Indian Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri is leading Indian delegation at the India-Bangladesh Foreign Office consultation in Dhaka with his Bangladesh counterpart Jashim Uddin. The consultation commenced at 11 a.m. this morning at the state guest house Padma in Dhaka. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will commission the Indian Navy's latest multi-role stealth-guided missile frigate INS Tushil at the Yantra shipyard in Kaliningrad, Russia today. Chief of the Naval Staff Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi will also be present on the occasion. The Defence Minister arrived in Moscow last night on a three-day visit to Russia. That's all in his news bulletin. Namaskar.